On this episode of Finding Christ in Cinema, we cruise the neon streets of San Francisco and look for Christian themes in Big Hero 6. What do we do when someone we trust is responsible for the death of someone we love? Is Baymax another image of the Holy Spirit? All that and more in 3, 2, 1. Come on in. Admission is free. Grab a bowl of popcorn, extra butter, of course, and find a seat smack dab in the middle. It's time for Finding Christ in Cinema, episode number 61. I'm Michael.
And I'm Brendan.
Join us, and together we'll dig deeper into the silver screen classics of yesteryear, as well as the box office hits of today. We'll take a closer look at the stories they tell and see if we find the face of Jesus looking back. We're going to explore the deeper meanings of these films, their plots and their twists, the characters and their choices, and how we can relate them to the gospel of salvation and ultimately our Christian walk. You're tuned in to Finding Christ in Cinema on the GCT Network.
This is your Great Commission transmission.
I believe we may have an outro to tack on to the end of this episode.
I do believe so.
We haven't had one in a while. Stick around, friends, till the entire end of the show and see if I remember to put it there. Hey, well, we skipped a week, but two episodes ago, in fact, it was great. On the Theonauts episode, when they were talking about God the Father.
Yes.
Great episode.
Yes.
David said that episode number 60 of Finding Christ in Cinema was such a grand slam home run that we said, we're out of here for 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right. Hang the hats up, boys.
Well, we had Richard Chilton in the studio with us. What movie did we cover last episode?
We covered the pinnacle of his life. Forrest Gump.
Yes, Richard's favorite movie, and I have a strong suspicion that that one may make it to the number one slot on our end of the year rundown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had some great feedback from that episode. We'll get to that a little bit later on in this episode. Was there anything, upon further review or rumination, that you thought needed to be added to that episode, or was it just a grand slam home run?
It was just a grand slam, not only because the movie is so good.
Yeah.
And the movie, like we kept saying last time, the movie is chock full of Christian themes that can be used to share the gospel. Not only that, but because we had such a fun guy in the studio with us.
Yes, yes.
So
we didn't talk enough about wrestling. But we'll do that next time we get him into the studio. Yeah. So you want to make sure, dear listeners, that you heard our last episode, episode number 60 of Finding Christ in Cinema, Finding Christian Themes in Forrest Gump. But Brendan, I'm excited about this movie. You ready to go to the movies?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let me get this straight. A man in a kabuki mask attacked you with an army of miniature flying robots.
Microbots? Baymax, tell him.
Yes, officer. Ah!
Microbots?
Yeah, he was controlling them telepathically with a neurocranial transmitter. Come on!
I am not fast.
Yeah, no kidding! Go, 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 go!
So Mr. Kabuki was using ESP to attack you and Balloon Man.
I know it sounds crazy,
kid. How about we call your parents and get them down here?
What?
Write your name and number down on this piece of paper and we can help.
We've got to catch that guy. But first, you're going to need some upgrades.
Lunatic in a mask just tried to kill us.
How cool is that? I mean, it's scary, obviously, but how cool?
Whoa. What's wrong with you?
Low battery. You home, sweetie?
We jumped out a window.
Who was that?
We jumped out a window. Hairy baby. Hairy baby.
Baymax!
Yes.
I love his voice.
Yes.
It was done by Scott Adsit. I don't know anything about that man.
Well, you know who I thought it was?
Yes, tell everybody else. Wait till you get a load of this, listeners.
Okay, so I thought for the first, at least for the first viewing of this movie, I thought Baymax was voiced by James Woods. I kid you not. And here's where I'm coming from. In the scene that we heard in the trailer.
Yes.
Where Baymax is taping himself up and he's going, little battery. He has some other dialogue in there that sounds exactly like James Woods. You have to go back and at least just listen to that one little section.
Okay, well, here's the challenge that I have for you. Name a role that James Woods has ever portrayed where he didn't sound like he was going to kneecap someone. you can't do
I
it.
I was going to say his role in Contact with Jodie Foster, but he still sounds like
he's going to kneecap some aliens. Yes. Or something. All right, Big Hero 6. I went back on the Finding Christ in Cinema website at christincinema.com, and I searched through all of your Monday movie reviews, your MMRs, and yes. I can't find the one for Big Hero 6.
Because I didn't do one.
Why not?
I can't remember when it even came out.
2014.
Well, I know it was last year, Michael. But like when, like month-wise.
I don't know. I
remember in months. I don't
so
remember
you skipped
in years.
This movie at the theaters.
Yes, I did.
As did I. Why did you skip it?
I can't remember.
You saw Get Hard in the theaters, and you skipped Big Hero 6.
I don't think they were in the theaters at the same time. Get off my back about Get Hard.
I can't.
Okay. So, first of all, tangent, if you need to know the story behind why I wouldn't go watch Get Hard, it's in another episode.
Yes, somewhere. It's in the archive.
But I just can't remember when exactly this was, and I don't know if it was because I was too busy or if it honestly could have been. I just wasn't that interested in it.
For some reason, it had no appeal to me. Now after watching it a few times, I was wrong. I was wrong about it. And it was my wife that made me watch it. We watched it for a family movie night after it was released, home video on demand, and watched it. And just from the first viewing, I thought it was great. But you even had a different take on it from your first viewing.
Yeah, I just couldn't get into it. At least for the first two viewings.
Two whole viewings, yeah. You couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Wow. Why? And what is it about it?
I don't know. Okay, my thing is I like one singular story. And, well, excuse me, not story, one singular plot line. There is a difference.
You want a singular thread running through.
Yeah, one solid singular thread. And it seemed like this film was too divided between assembling the Big Hero 6 team and then Hero getting over Tadashi.
Okay.
Which now, after going over it a couple times again, I can kind of see how they kind of interwove things.
Hmm.
But it seems I hate to say it, but it seems a little weak.
Wow.
Now, don't get me wrong. That does not mean that we still can't use the film for our podcasting purposes here today.
Okay.
Because we obviously can.
Yeah.
But it just seems so surface level.
Do you know how popular this film is?
Yes, I do.
Do you know why it is?
No.
Me neither. But I really love it. And especially because I do see this major theme running through the whole thing, especially when you look at it with your Bible lenses on. And this is going to be a great one in order for all the youngsters out there, because it's really a big hit with teens, preteens, such as that. You're going to be able to use this film to share simple tools for sharing the gospel with your friends.
Just a passing thought.
Yes.
Here, okay. Maybe And I don't know, maybe I'm trying to justify myself here, but maybe I couldn't identify with Hero because I don't have an older brother.
But you will be able to identify by the end of this episode.
Okay, 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 well.
Hey, you know what? I don't know any of these people in this movie, but we, well, yes, I do. We have FCC's very own James Cromwell.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, he was in, at the very least, he was in The Green Mile. I can't remember if he's been in any other films that we have done. The Green Mile. Well, he's.
I think he's on the list with iRobot.
Okay. Wasn't he? He hasn't been in any Marvel superhero movies or anything.
You know, I don't think yet.
Let's check IMDb.
I'm already there.
You go ahead and do that. He is. They consider him a character actor. I think he's awesome. Okay, what's this guy? I've never known how to pronounce this fellow's last name. Alan Tudyuk.
Oh, you got me on that one. I don't know.
Wasn't he? Well, I think he was in another. He was in some movie that we've done as well. Did you? Oh yeah, Big Hero 6. Look at right there. But it's mainly a bunch of unknowns, except for Damon Wayans Jr. as Wasabi.
Oh, now that, yeah. Oh, also T.J. Miller. I think he plays the mascot guy. Gravity Fall. Falling
yeah,
Fall.
Yeah, but I mean, what else is he from?
Oh, see, that's the thing.
He's one of my very favorite people in this movie.
Oh, Gaddy's in the chat wing. He says, Todic? Tudyk? That guy you were talking about, he was in Firefly.
Yeah. Yes, and that's what I was going to say that out loud, but then all of a sudden I got cold feet.
Oh, pfft. Okay.
I thought that, again, we already shouted out for Scott Adsit. I thought that he did a perfect job, much better than James Woods could ever do as Baymax.
For Baymax, yeah.
Ryan Potter as Hero, but you can't identify with Hero. I loved Daniel... Is it Henny? Man, I wish people had normal last names like Smith and
see again
Gaddy and Taylor and things like that.
Yeah.
But the voice of Tadashi, I thought he did great. Jamie Chung played Go-Go, the girl with the wheels on her feet. And great voice actor. She actually hosted a bunch of the special features at the end of the film. But other than that, I mean, no real big...
Oh, Maya Rudolph. And Cass.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I enjoyed
good,
her voice.
Yeah, good SNL player.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought she was funny.
which viewing?
Of Big Hero 6 or yeah. Saturday Night Live?
Big Hero 6. When did you decide you liked her?
I didn't know it was her until a couple nights ago.
Until just now, as we're going through IMDb. What else do you want to say about the film? You know, it is watching some of the special features. Big Hero 6, and I didn't know it, is a Marvel property. And then Disney took it and Disneyfied it. That was their stated goal. Hey, we want to take this film and we're going to put the Disney twist on it. So what would make this a Disney film? And what you seem
hold on. I'm looking up this Tudyk character.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think he's in A Knight's Tale.
Wow.
Okay, well, anyway, that needs to go on the list.
Oh, right.
But anyway, okay, so you said what makes this a Disney movie?
Yeah.
Well, obviously the animation.
Yeah.
Because it was very, very nicely done.
Yes.
I thought, especially the campus of the school.
Well, I loved what they did with San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco,
and
yes.
So what they said was this was an alternate... reality where right. at the earthquake, the 1911 earthquake or whenever that was, 1906 or mm-hmm. early 1900s, that the town was rebuilt by the Japanese immigrants and they put all of their style and architecture into it. And so it made a really neat alternate reality. I wanted to go there. I thought the town was beautiful, and the animators actually did go to Tokyo and
look, yeah.
Yes, and just you bring
could,
that
you
into...
Could, you could tell there was a lot of study in
there. They did a lot of work on this movie in order to make it as beautiful as it is and exciting and visually appealing. But, man, it's the story for me, and it is a tearjerker as far as I'm concerned. Do you have any other shout-outs? We're kind of low on shout-outs on here because we don't know any of these people.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, just thinking about... Is this one of the first original Disney Marvel, or Marvel originally but then Disney-fied animation?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is this the first?
I believe so.
Okay.
Oh, and it's neat. Oh, at the very end, Stan Lee is the dad. Is Fred's dad?
What?
So when they go into the mansion and they're looking and there's a family picture.
Yeah.
Well, the dad is Stan Lee. And at the end, after all the credits, you know, they have their thing, Fred is looking at that picture, and he touches something accidentally, and it opens up, you know, because he's like, Dad, I really wish I knew you better, but you spend all the time on the family island, and, you know, stuff like that. Pushes this button, and boom, secret door, it goes in there, and there's, you know, superhero underwear, you know, costume and stuff everywhere. And then here comes Stan Lee walking in, and it's great.
I have that video, or I have that movie for one more night from my local rental house, so I need to watch that.
There you go. You got to see Stan Lee. He's got to make a cameo in every Marvel movie, and because it's a Marvel superhero story, but Disney animation, he's animated. It's great. I love it. So there you go. Yes, Stan Lee.
Well, there you go.
Make a cameo in Big Hero 6. But other than that, Brendan, let's jump into it. There's a lot to talk about in this film. And let's give some tools out there to people so they can share the gospel with their unbelieving friends.
Well, all right. So when Hero and the team first formed the Big Hero 6, their mission is to, you know, one, destroy the Microbot's neurotransmitter and the Kabuki mask, which we, you know, which we heard tell about in that trailer. They think this will resolve the conflict because they believe that the villain is Mr. Kray, the guy that wanted to buy the Microbots from Hero at the convention at the beginning of the film. Complications arise.
Oh, what do you know?
Complications arise when the team finds out that it isn't Mr. Kray, but instead someone they all trust. Someone that Tadashi, spoiler alert.
Oh, spoiler alert already.
Someone that Tadashi tried to save at the expense of his own life.
It's over, Kray. Professor Callahan? The explosion. You died.
No. I had your Microbots.
But Tadashi... Just let him die.
Give me the mask, Hero.
He went in there to save you.
That was his mistake.
Okay, so I was going to save this for the lightning round, but it's just as important now. I've kind of had a rethinking of at least the way I operate some of these episodes of FCC. Instead of talking to the unbelieving friend, this might go out toward a newer believer.
Okay. Hey, good.
Because this is something that that Jesus wouldn't preach to somebody who wasn't following him. This is something that he preaches to people who follow him on the Sermon on the Mount, who follow him from town to town, to his fans, or his followers, you know, whatever you want to call
Jesus
him.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
He was.
Yes, that's a terrible musical. I'm sorry. Hashtag, I don't like Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Okay.
And we're done. Okay, but this is something that starts festering within Hero. Because at first he thought he could trust Mr. Callahan. Because that's who Tadashi trusted. That's who this whole team trusts. However, it turns out he can't. And now that surface level tension has been broken through, Hero's sinful nature comes back. And we hear that when he gives the orders to Baymax.
Baymax, destroy.
My programming prevents me from injuring a human being.
Not anymore.
Hero, this is not what...
Do it, Baymax! Destroy him!
And this is a very... Honestly, this is where the film picks up for me drama-wise. Because, you know, like I kind of said, like, at the beginning, it's kind of treated lightly. But then once this happens, we see Hero order Baymax to destroy another person, which contradicts his original purpose. But, you know, he's taken out that card, that info chip. He's
that acorn?
Sorry.
No.
I don't mean to get ahead.
Nope, you're doing great.
But no, he takes it out, and we see him throw it to the side. Luckily, you know, someone else picks it back up. I think it's not Go-Go.
One of them.
Yeah, one of them picks it back up and then puts it back in at the right moment, right when he's about to launch that power fist and take out Callahan. The scene progresses into going back to the garage because his that little mask that he wears to locate people, his locator, sure. His locator, Baymax's
special visor.
Yes, that's that of Baymax's is broken and Hero needs to fix it. So we go back to the garage, and we get this interesting dialogue between Baymax and Hero.
Your blood pressure is elevated. You appear to be distressed.
I'm fine. There. Is it working?
My sensor is operational.
Good. Then let's get... What?
Are you going to remove my healthcare chip?
Yes. Open!
My purpose is to heal the sick and injured.
Baymax, open your access port.
Do you want me to terminate Professor Callahan?
Just open!
Will terminating Professor Callahan improve your emotional state?
Yes! No! I don't know! Open your access!
Is this what Tadashi wanted?
It doesn't matter!
Tadashi programmed me to aid
him. Tadashi's gone! Tadashi's gone.
See, very tender moment, because now we see why Hero has been acting this way, because he still can't get over Tadashi being gone.
Right.
He's overwhelmed with anger, with vengefulness.
All the negative human attributes and emotions.
Well, and now we say negative, it doesn't mean they're not justified, because...
Just saying that they aren't positive.
Yes, exactly. And this paints Hero right now as a, how does James put it? As a double-minded man.
Good thing he has a helper there.
Michael, you're getting ahead. You're getting ahead. Just to read James 1:5-8 real quick. If you need wisdom,
I do.
This is the NLT, New Living Translation. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone.
Amen.
Do not waver, for a person divided by loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do.
And what do you want? What do you least? What should you least do to somebody that's unstable? Give in to them, because something bad's going to happen.
Yeah,
Baymax was trying to resist him. Hey, no, this goes against my programming. Right? That's a beautiful picture of that. God is not going to give if you figure out where you are. Where are you?
Find that foundation.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's in this moment where Baymax gives Hero what Hero really wants. He gives him back his brother.
Tadashi is here.
No, he's not here.
Tadashi is here.
This is Tadashi Hamada.
And this is the first test of my robotics project.
Hello, I am Baymax.
I love it.
And now, okay, now this is where the magic really happens, though.
Wait.
There's no such thing as magic.
Uncle Dursley, get back in that cupboard under the stairs.
Gosh.
Get back there. Okay. This is where the magic really happens, because
there's no such thing as magic.
I'm not even going to say it.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it anymore.
I'm a miracle man.
Oh. Try that.
This is where the miracle happens.
Yeah, I like that.
Because now that Hero in this one scene has grown. He has grown to understand that, yes, while physically Tadashi is not there anymore, in spirit, he is through Baymax.
Oh!
Am I just hitting everything?
Good job!
I'm sorry.
I don't apologize.
I should have read your notes.
You are doing great.
Oh, okay. But now, here's the better miracle, though. Because Hero has been on the receiving end of this miracle.
Yes, yes.
Because he's been on the receiving end, he can now provide that for someone else. Case in point, Mr. Callahan himself.
Ah.
When, and you know, it's too much for sound clips because it's the whole climax of the movie. But you could kind of say that the space between the two portals, that bright, beautifully bright neon cloud wonderland, no copyright infringement intended. You could say that is Callahan's heart, because that's where his daughter is.
All right.
In just the same way that Tadashi's heart is in Baymax. Yes. Tadashi's heart is in Baymax. In the same way, Callahan's heart is his daughter, is in that place. And because Hero has been on the receiving end of that love, that grace, whatever you want to call it, he can then perform for Callahan what Baymax did to him. As he and Baymax go into that space and retrieve the daughter. Now, of course, this is at the expense of Baymax initially. And again, this is kind of full of spoiler alerts, but...
Yeah. Well, if you haven't seen this movie, you should have stopped a long time ago.
Maybe we should have said that at the beginning.
We need to start doing that.
Yeah. But that's what allows Hero to do that for Callahan, and then finally give Callahan some peace about his daughter. Now, even though Callahan's being arrested, you know, after they get back and he's in the police car, he sees his daughter going into the ambulance, and he knows his daughter is safe.
Yes.
And that eases, and that comforts Callahan so much.
Mm.
And that's something that we, because of what God has done for us, that's something we need to be looking for and start doing for other people.
Amen.
It's that angled mirror that we keep talking about. We reflect what God has done for us, and then we also reflect up back to God what other people are doing for him.
Yes.
It's that two-way connection. So my key text in all of this.
Let me guess.
Here's the question.
Okay.
Here's the question.
What's your favorite book of the Bible?
No.
Oh.
No. What is the answer in VBS? Always Jesus.
Yes.
No. Okay. Here's the question. What do you do when someone you trust is responsible for the death of someone you love?
Oh.
And Jesus' answer is simple. You have heard it said in the law that punishment must match the injury. An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life. But I say, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer them the other cheek as well. And it's really that simple. And again, like I said at the beginning, you can't really say this to someone who isn't already at least leaning in on what Jesus
That's
is trying
right.
to say.
That's right.
Because otherwise we can only show kindness. But now, if they're already leaning in, we can show kindness and love with a little bit of truth too. And that's where the miracle.
Yes. Yes.
Really happens. So.
I like
it. Now that I've set you up for your point.
Okay. Well, Brendan, this episode should be added to our series on the Holy Spirit. You know, for example.
I agree.
Samwise the Paracletes.
Yes.
Right? I can't remember because we goofed this word up so much. Is it Paraclete or Paraclete?
I heard Paraclete when I first heard it.
Yeah, and I've heard other people say Paraclete.
I've heard both. Yeah. See, but just the first
That's why we just like to say, put on your pair of cleats. Yeah. In Big Hero 6, I see a distinct parallel between Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the church, and Tadashi, Baymax, and Hero and his friends. Or Tadashi, Jesus, Baymax, the Holy Spirit, / the pair of cleats, and Hero and his friends, / disciples of Christ, hence the church, the called out.
Hmm.
And there are great scenes in here throughout. This grabbed me right from the very beginning. Here's this great scene right here.
Dude, ow!
This is what I've been working on.
Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion. I was alerted to the need for medical attention when you said, ow.
A robotic nurse.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your pain?
Physical or emotional?
I will scan you now. Scan complete. You have a slight epidermal abrasion on your forearm. I suggest an antibacterial spray.
Whoa. What's in the spray specifically?
The primary ingredient is bacitracin.
It's a bummer. I'm actually allergic to that.
You are not allergic to bacitracin. You do have a mild allergy to peanuts.
Nice.
I cannot deactivate until you say you are satisfied with your care.
Well, then I'm satisfied with my care.
He's going to help a lot of people.
Oh, this is the first time we meet Baymax. I did edit that down and took out, you know, long periods of Baymax trying to navigate the bedroom and everything. And in order to focus on certain key points throughout this sound clip, first of all, I will scan you now. Oh, what is that? What do you want to spray on me? A bacitracin. Well, I'm allergic to it. You are not allergic to bacitracin. That reminds me of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Actually, verses 6 through 10, you guys want to be familiar with, and this actually tacks on to our last episode number 60, the points that I was making in Forrest Gump. But just this one statement right here, see how this fits, Brendan? For the Spirit searches all things,
even
the deep things of God. So not only does the Spirit, like Baymax, I'm going to scan you. Scan is done. He already knows. You're not allergic to bacitracin. You have a slight allergy to peanuts. But I know these things about you. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. And we'll get to those a little bit later on. How about, I cannot deactivate until you say that you are satisfied with your care. A Christian would never say to the Holy Spirit, I'm satisfied with everything you've done with me. You're dismissed. And so that stood out to me. A Christian wouldn't say that. And now Hero only says that because this is the demonstration and he's pleasing his brother. Hey, wow, this is pretty neat. You know, and let's see what happens when I actually say this. But later on in the movie, I will not say that. I will not let you go. Yeah. And a Christian should hold on to the Holy Spirit for dear life. Because Baymax. He's all puffy and stuff. I bet you he'd make a great life preserver, right?
Yeah.
Bet you could float on him all day long, just like we rely on the Holy Spirit. It's just these neat little things in this. And another thing in this exchange, the very last words of Tadashi. Oh, he's going to help a lot of people. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so help or a helper. Okay, Brendan, I always tell everybody you need to be reading the New English Translation. And why do I always say that? Because it has over 60,000 translators' notes. I've read one time that somebody described the translators' notes in the New English Translation as being able to peek over the shoulder of the translators to see why they're doing what they're doing. Okay, let's talk about that word. In the New English translation, uses the word. What word does it use in the New English? is it The Advocate? Well, anyway, let's look at this.
A quick search at BibleGateway.com. Wait for it. Not a sponsor.
So, this word is helper or counselor, which in the Greek is parakletes. Paraklete or paraklete. It's from the Greek word parakletos or parakletos.
In the NET, it's advocate.
Yes.
So.
Now, they say finding an... This is why I love this translation. Finding an appropriate English translation for that word, parakletos, is a very difficult task. I'm quoting from their notes.
Yeah.
Quote, no single English word has exactly the same range of meaning as the Greek word. Quote, comforter, unquote, used by some of the older English versions appears to be as old as Wycliffe. But today... It suggests a quilt or a sympathetic mourner at a funeral. So in other words, sidebar or interjection here, we can't use the word comforter to younger folks or normal common folks because they're going to think of that big old blanket at the end of the bed that you pull up when it's especially cold.
Right.
Or somebody coming up and putting their arm around you, you know, at a funeral when grandma passes away. It's okay. It's okay. That isn't what the word means. Not fully. Okay, so getting back to their notes. Counselor is adequate, but too broad in contexts like marriage counselor or camp counselor, right? Because that's what normal people think of when you say the word counselor.
Yep.
Quote, helper, unquote, or well, I'm not even going to say quotes. Helper or assistant could be used, but could suggest a subordinate rank. Right? Oh, this is my helper or my assistant. Right? No, that's not going to fly for the Holy Spirit. So, advocate, the word chosen for this translation has more forensic overtones than the Greek word does. Although in John 16:5-11, which we may or may not get through to, a forensic context is certainly present because an advocate is someone who advocates or supports a position or viewpoint. And since this is what the paraclete or paraclete will do for the preaching of the disciples, it was selected in spite of the drawbacks. They're already saying these translators are saying there are even drawbacks to this word, but it's just the best word that we can use here. Yep. So anyway, that's your little lesson on the advocate, the helper, the counselor, the paraclete, paraclete, pair of cleats.
There you go.
So there we go. First soundbite. Let's move on to the next one. And this touches on one that you already played. And I mean, Tadashi is gone. You know, and so I think this takes place after... help me remember, does this take place after the incident where the deflation and the coming home and that first encounter with the Kabuki guy, mask guy? Well, anyway, let's take a look.
Oh, no, he's not deflated after that one. He's just a little battle bruising.
Right, right. But so, well, let's listen.
Tadashi. What? Tadashi. Tadashi's gone.
When will he return?
He's dead, Baymax.
Tadashi was in excellent health. With a proper diet and exercise, he should have lived a long life.
Yeah. He should have. But there was a fire and... Now he's gone.
Tadashi is here.
No. People keep saying he's not really gone, as long as we remember him. It still hurts.
I see no evidence of physical injury.
It's a different kind of hurt.
You are my patient. I would like to help.
You can't fix this one, buddy. What are you doing?
I am downloading a database on personal loss. Database downloaded. Treatments include contact with friends and loved ones. I am contacting them now.
No. I don't do that.
Your friends have been contacted.
Unbelievable. Now what are you doing?
Other treatments include compassion and physical reassurance.
I'm okay, really.
You will be all right. There, there.
Thanks, Baymax.
I love Baymax, and I really do see the Holy Spirit in him. So this sound clip is from about approximately 39 minutes into the movie. Do you remember what was this after that first encounter with the Kabuki?
Yeah, after the first encounter where they follow him out to the freight yard.
Yeah.
And then he first throws the freight, and then Baymax stops it. And then the team, they're not the superheroes yet, but they're in the car.
Okay.
And Baymax lands on top of the car.
Ah, the big chase scene.
Yeah, the chase scene. Yeah.
Why do you have on your turn signal? It's the law to indicate a turn. I love Wasabi. I love this movie. I love all these characters. Okay, so let's break down this soundbite. Tadashi is gone. Tadashi is here. Baymax says, well, when will he return? Isn't that the big question about Tadashi? First of all, we have a song about Jesus. There's something about that name, right? I love that song because it's a beautiful name. I think Tadashi is a beautiful name. There's something soft about that name. There's something comforting to me when I hear that name, Tadashi. That's a nice name. When will he return? That's what everybody's asking. When's he going to return? See, because the Holy Spirit knows better. Although Hiro is saying he's not coming back, he's gone. The Holy Spirit knows better.
Mm-hmm.
Tadashi was in excellent health, he says. He should have lived a long life. Yes, Jesus, was the spotless Lamb of God. He was perfect. He was in perfect health. In him, there was no spot or blemish. By all accounts, he should have lived a very long life. But he went away. John 16:7, but I tell you the truth, Jesus says, it is to your advantage, Hero. It's to your advantage that I am going away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. But Tadashi is here. No! People keep saying to me, he's not really gone as long as we remember him. That's what... But Tadashi is here. Oh, what's that little card?
That healthcare chip.
That healthcare chip is the great physician. Oh, man. Why? Listen, John 14, verses 15 through 16. If you love me, Jesus says, you will obey my commands. Hey, didn't you quote that last episode?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. So much so that Baymax says, and the Holy Spirit says, you are my patient. I would like to help. I would like to advocate
yeah.
on your behalf and comfort and all of those things and assist. John 14, verses 24 through 27. The person who does not love me, Jesus says, does not obey my words. And the word you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. I have spoken these things while staying with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, Baymax, who the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and will cause you to remember everything I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world does. Do not let your hearts be distressed or lacking in courage. I just see a complete parallel, like I said at the outset, with this movie and our life. Jesus, the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus says that I do the things that my Father tells me, by extension, you have to believe that the Holy Spirit does the things that Jesus tells him. And that is that chip in there.
Yep.
He's here. Tadashi is here. Man, I love it. Okay, a couple more things. I'm downloading a database on personal loss. That goes back to searching all things. That's what the Holy Spirit does.
Download complete.
Treatments include contact with friends and loved ones, the church. Oh. Mm-hmm. Because the church is coming together in this film as well. I'm contacting them now. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Makes things happen. Other treatments include compassion and physical reassurance. They're there. And that does reassure Hero because he giggles or chuckles at the end. You know, thanks. Okay, last soundbite. You ready? This is from about 54 minutes into it. And this is exciting because now Hero has learned all of these things from Baymax, which in turn is learning from his brother, Tadashi, because Tadashi is here. And Baymax does what he was programmed to do. He does what he's told to do. That's the neat thing about the Trinity. I don't understand much about the Trinity, but it sure appears that at some point in eternity, they came together with this plan, and the Father instructs the Son, and the Son instructs the Holy Spirit, and they work all together because they love each other. You know what? As a sidebar, you know that's one of a Christian philosopher's tools, one of their evidences of the Trinity. Hmm. If God is love, how could he know how to love if he was by himself, if he had no one to love? That would make him incomplete.
Oh.
That's something just to chew on. I'm still wrapping my head around that one. That's how we know that Allah cannot love, because it's just a law. There's only one.
Michael.
Isn't that heavy duty?
Son.
Yes. That's heavy duty. Anyway, so about 54 minutes into it, Hero has learned, just as I said, and now he is going to make disciples of others. Where is my sound clip? You ready?
Those who suffer a loss require support from friends and loved ones.
Oh, okay, I like where this is heading.
We can't go against that guy. We're nerds.
Hiro, we want to help, but we're just us.
No, you can be way more.
Tadashi Hamada was our best friend. We're in.
Can you feel it? You guys, do you feel this? Our origin story begins. We're gonna be superheroes!
All right, let's break this down. Those who suffer loss require support from friends and loved ones. We already heard Baymax say that, and now we see it happening. We see what's taking place here. Hero said, we're going against, you know, the Kabuki Mask guy. Wasabi says, we can't go against that guy. We're nerds. I love that line. And Honey Lemon, or whatever her name is, Lemon Honey Drop Sugar Plum
Biscuit.
Says, Hero, we want to help, but we're just us. And yeah, you two, you're absolutely right. What chance do you have against the Kabuki Mask guy? Oh, but you guys have something that he doesn't have. Because Hero points out, no, you're right. But you can be way more. Acts, the first chapter, verse 4, in the New English Translation. While he was with them, Jesus declared, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait there for what my Father promised, which you heard about from me." Well, what's that? He's going to talk for a few more verses. And in verse 8, he says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the furthest parts of the earth." With that Holy Spirit, that's the power. Tadashi is here. Tadashi is here. In other words, Tadashi is here. Me. I have what Tadashi gave, what he promised. I have is what the Holy Spirit offers to us. Tadashi Hamada was our best friend. We're in. And I just pictured the apostles They were afraid, right? They were in hiding until that day when that promise that Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, all of a sudden, here it comes. And these nerds and, you know, these fishermen, all of a sudden, they've got it. They've got it. And can you feel it? Our origin story begins. Oh, man, when Fred says that. The birth of the church, the called out, the elect. They are the elect. This is a great picture of the church. And it reminds me of John chapter 15, 26 through 27, New English translation. Once again, when the advocate comes, Jesus says, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. Tadashi is here. And you also will testify because you have been with me from the beginning. That Tadashi is here. Tadashi is in you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Tadashi Hamada was our best friend. We're in. We're in. Or more specifically, he's in us. Oh, I love it. You know, and just for fun, here's a good way to think of of the Holy Spirit as a big warm marshmallow.
Your body temperature is still low.
Yeah,
It's like spooning a warm marshmallow.
It's so nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's toasty.
Good robot.
Now, lest you accuse me of blasphemy by comparing the Holy Spirit to a big warm spooning a warm marshmallow. Listen to what they're saying. Ah, that's nice.
That's comforting.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yep. They know who Baymax is because Baymax has Tadashi in him. Everything that Tadashi told him to do. The Holy Spirit has what Jesus told, and the Holy Spirit was promised to be with us forever, and the Holy Spirit is our connection, our representative of Jesus Christ. Are you ready? When you are sitting on your
double-decker couch
with your friends and loved ones, they are not believers, but they love Big Hero 6, and how could they not? It's a great movie. It's a fun movie. That acorn is that chip, that healthcare chip. That acorn is Tadashi. That acorn is Jesus the Christ in your key text. Oh, how convenient is it that this is the key text of the entire Great Commission Transmission Network?
Huh?
Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20 from the New English Translation. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, Jesus says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Tadashi is here with our personal healthcare provider. Questions, comments, piggybacks, editorials, off the wall remarks?
No, I think you covered it.
All right. How about some feedback? Did we get any feedback, Brendan?
Man, did we ever.
Like what?
Well, obviously on last episodes on Forrest Gump.
Yes.
We have... Do I just want to give the names first off? Because I think this is the most comments we've had on one show.
Well, actually, I know that some were left out because we got them coming from all directions. So, you know, whether comment on the website, comment on Facebook, tweets, you know, just personal interactions, all kinds. Just do it like we normally do.
Okay. Well, first, children, let us go to King Philip's Stables.
I know where the sound clip is. I just got to go and get it.
Anyway, Philip says, great show, guys.
Thank you very much.
Y'all really did justice to an awesome film. Of all the films you've done, this may have the most Christian themes in it. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm a film score nerd, says Philip, and don't usually get into the soundtracks of that heavily used previously released songs, but the soundtrack to Forrest Gump is pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
Repeatedly in this film, worldviews are at odds, and Forrest exemplifies a Christian worldview that is looked down upon and underestimated by more worldly perspective of other characters. Forrest has a simple way of looking at things and going through life, but simple doesn't mean easy.
Right.
Amen to that. What it means is he quickly determines the right thing to do and gets after it without hesitation and or hand-wringing. Forrest is also a wise person and shows us that while he may not be high in intelligence and smarts, wisdom wins out.
Amen.
High intelligence doesn't make someone good or wise.
A very important point.
Yep. I saw a movie on PBS some years ago called Bonhoeffer, Agent of Grace. That was pretty interesting. And I've had Eric Metaxas.
Yeah.
I've never heard that name before, so forgive me. His biography on my to-read list for a while. That movie is easily available.
Okay.
And you guys had some Rich Mullins references last episode, and I think I heard the Theonauts recommend Ragamuffin.
All Rich Mullins references can eventually be led back to Jeremiah Orr of the Theonauts podcast.
All Rich Mullins.
Yes.
All the time.
All the time with Jeremiah. Yes. Yeah, he wakes up in the morning, yep, it's going to be a Rich Mullins kind of a day.
he goes for his Rich Mullins-o's.
See, we can say this stuff because we know that he doesn't listen to the show. So carry on.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, man. But anyway, yes, the Ragamuffin movie, which Philip watched on Netflix recently, it is a good film.
I have it on my hard drive. I have not watched it yet.
Michael, you need to get on that.
I'm on it.
Then again, we know how long it took you to watch Noah. Lastly, hanging out in the chat room during the recording was fun, and I hope to do it again sometime.
Yeah.
Also, Richard did a great job pointing out stuff from the movie. Thanks for the show. Hashtag Moe Lot Gimlet.
Richard was awesome on the show. Who's Andy Gibson?
Andy Gibson is another friend of mine
that
I actually do another Bible study with. See, the Richard Bible study happens on Tuesdays, and the past three times the Andy Gibson Bible study has happened, it's on Thursdays.
Ah.
And Richard and Andy and I, you know, we're mutual friends. I actually grew up with Andy going to the same church. We grew up in the same youth group.
Oh.
So, yeah. We're like, lifelong chums.
There you go.
His feedback for the episode, and this gets me going because this is when I know. He says, hands down, best episode yet. Absolutely loved it. And he also loved hearing Richard Chilton on the show.
Everybody did.
Everybody did.
Yes.
He's a star.
Yeah, superstar.
David, go ahead.
So if Andy Gibson says, hands down, best episode yet, we should take that to heart?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
David Gaddy, he sent me a message on Apple Messages, said the Forrest Gump episode was arguably your best show ever.
Ever. And then Lee Scott.
Yes, my friend Lee, and you know what? In fact, he's in our state right now. There's a big to-do going at Lipscomb University. They're having a whole weekend of stuff going on.
Is it the Bible Talks?
Rick Ashley's there. Everybody's there. Everybody's there. All the people.
I wanted to go this year.
And so anyway, he sent out a tweet. He says, FCC number 60, Forrest Gump. Amazing episode, guys. Christ throughout the movie. Tears in my eyes from the opening. That was a tweet, so therefore it's concise and within 140 characters. And actually, this episode, Big Hero 6, was Lee's request. So I can almost guarantee that he's going to hear his big shout-out there. And we hope that you're driving safe, brother. I wish I could have been there with you. He tweets out yesterday also, hey, you know, happy to say I'm in the same state as Mike Lance. I'm all, come on by. Nope, I'm beating feet to Lipscomb University. Yeah. I got to beat, you know. So anyway, and then there was, I mean, your dad loved the episode.
Yeah. And he finally got a chance to catch up on some
stuff. Yeah. So, and we got a whole lot of other feedback. Okay. Now, patron Saint Philip also left a comment on the list
Oh, that's right, he did.
He did. Now, yes. He is actually the very first person to have left a message on
the list!
Which you can get to at christincinema.com and just click on the list up there in the toolbar. Or if you want a direct link, it would be fcc.gctnetwork.com/, I think it's just list. You know what?
List!
And since I only think, just go to christincinema.com and find it up there. And so he left a suggestion for a movie or something on the list, I would imagine, because that's what it's for. Anybody can go and leave a comment on
the list! The list!
And that's what it's there for. So you can give us suggestions right there.
Yeah, well, he on his comment on the list!
He suggested that we add warm bodies. Baymax?
No, not that kind of warm, comforty...
Like spooning warm marshmallows?
No, warm bodies. Okay, so I haven't seen it yet, but from what I get from the trailers...
Oh, I know what it is. It's a zombie movie.
It's supposed to be a new take on zombie movies where the zombies actually start becoming human again.
We'll be human again. Only human again.
You got me.
Beauty and the Beast. Oh, that's the special. Forget it. Put it on
the list. The list!
Oh, okay. So warm bodies.
Yeah, warm bodies.
Okay. And because he left the very first comment, what did I respond to?
Oh, you were funny.
I was giving away the farm.
You said patron Saint Philip as the first to leave a comment on the list. The list! This page shall henceforth be known as Patron Saint Philip Presents The List!
Or something like that.
Or something like that. We'll need hoofbeats, though.
Yes, we will. That would be awesome. So because you can't say memorial for Patron Saint Philip, we won't be able to say that for another 50 or 60 years. So it's got to be Patron Saint Philip Presents.
He's a healthy guy.
So from now on, when we say Patron Saint, when we want to say the list, we have to say something, whatever we land on. Patron Saint Philip Presents the list!
Okay, and I think the echo button is now broke.
No, it is not. Next episode, staying on the entire time.
Oh, no.
All right, so we'll give you all the ways to contact us to leave your feedback here just a little bit later on in the show. But in the meantime, what Christian themes have you found in Big Hero 6? Now, Lee Scott already tweeted at me or messaged me somewhere or something that he likes the image of Baymax as Christ, as your personal healthcare provider, the great physician. The great physician now is near, that sympathizes in Jesus, right? Do you know any old songs?
No.
At all?
No.
Man, kids.
This world is not my home.
And
just a wayfaring stranger.
But as I'm watching this film the past three times, I just keep seeing more and more and more. And you could really dive into the whole church aspect of it in this film as well. But intriguing things. Let us know what you found. Okay, Brendan, you ready for some
well-mannered frivolity?
Why, yes.
When we last left you, Brendan, you were reading Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Have you ever completed that book?
No, and here's why.
Okay.
Because
gather around, children.
Uncle
Brendan is going to tell you why.
Because... I'm in play mode.
Yeah,
I'm in theater mode.
So you say the next 2 weeks are going to be real rough.
Yeah, and I won't have any mental capacity to open up to something as deep as Bonhoeffer. Yeah. So as of now, I'm resorting to podcasts, to stuff like Wiretap and Radiolab and Snap Judgment, all really cool story podcasts.
Oh right,
they're just little interest
yeah.
stories.
Yeah.
That's taking up my commute, as well as, upon the Theonaut suggestion, Noah Primeval.
Oh, okay. What do you think of that?
It's pretty good so far.
Yeah.
Just because again, I like that type of storytelling.
Yeah.
Favorite part so far, Noah and his tribe, yes, I say tribe specifically, Noah and his tribe are hunting an animal in the woods, chasing it with wooden spears, and then 500-year-old Noah throws the spear so hard that it pins the animal against a tree.
Whoa!
Yes!
I'll bet you he looked like Fred in that one painting in his rec room of him, you know, as He-Man or whatever, riding on the tiger.
Which
you
Fred?
Need to watch Big Hero 6. I think you really
oh, that. It. Okay, that guy. Okay. No, you said Fred, and I had just looked at the Harry Potter figurine, and I just thought, Fred.
Don't be distracted by the studio.
Weasley, he doesn't have a tiger.
Yeah, he does.
So, yeah. So, until the play is over, I'm kind of taking it light on what I take in.
Yeah.
So, I want to get back to Bonhoeffer, and I'll probably do that after the play.
I'm still trying to get through the Kill Order, prequel yeah. to... the Maze Runner series, and mm-hmm. I like it just fine. But again, I'm hoping to get done with this real soon because I want to go back to Narnia. I want to read.
See Chronicles now, of Narnia. Richard has put a bug in me about Narnia
yeah.
because he's been reading it, and he's like, Brendan, you have to get to it.
Oh man,
I'm like,
so my favorite in the series is the Magician's Nephew because just you know the origin of Narnia mm-hmm. and where it came from, and Aslan coming in, you know. Oh, man. But anyway, so now, the other day, on Netflix, we could, if we wanted to, put it on the Patron St. Philip Presents The List!
The List!
How to Train Your Dragon 2. Have you watched that?
No.
Okay, it's a lot like How to Train Your Dragon 1. So, like, when I'm first watching it, I'm going, oh, this is the same exact story. But because my three-year-old likes this movie for some reason, she keeps saying, Dragons? Watch Dragons? Okay, we'll watch it. So I've seen it about 400 times now in the last week.
Oh.
And there's definitely some stuff there. So that could go on, like, or at least
well,
the reserve.
It actually is on the list.
Oh.
Part two. Yeah, part two's already on the list.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a fun movie and some good themes in there. But, oh, you know what I want to get on to? Can we talk about some Monday movie reviews? There's been two since our last episode.
Yes, there have.
Okay, what did you do it on?
This most recent week was Inside Out.
Oh, man. Oh, I want to see it so bad.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
It is really good.
I mean, everybody's saying that this one is the biggest grand slam probably for Pixar in however many years. What do you think?
I would dare say since... Okay, no, I can't say that. Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to like Disney-Pixar collaborations anyway.
Right.
No
right.
matter what they are. The last one I remember that made me feel the same way that I felt in Inside Out was Up. Was there really anything in between there?
Oh, yeah.
What?
After Up?
Yeah.
Well, you got to look it up.
Oh!
Hey, no pun intended.
Oh, that was smooth, sir.
You got to look up, there's definitely been since Up. I just don't know what off the top of my head.
Well, then, let me just tell you, I didn't feel it.
Well.
I just thought Up was the last really good, and when I say really good Disney Pixar, I mean a tearjerker.
Well, and we covered that on Finding Christ in Cinema, so go look that up.
Yes.
Actually, just go to Patron St. Philip Presents
The List!
And we have a list, no pun intended, of all the movies that we have covered with links to each one of the episodes. That's a great page to visit, listeners. Whatever it is, go to ChristInCinema.com and click on the list up there at the top. Okay.
And the other one that came out was Jurassic World.
Oh, right. Okay, we went and saw it. So I haven't been to the theaters in a long time. My oldest daughter, Haley, wanted to go and see that for her birthday. And I had the best time in that movie.
Yes.
I left that movie. I mean, we were talking. I already know what I'm going to talk about when we cover that on the list. But when it comes out, as soon as that hits home theater, whatever we call that, we're on that movie.
Yes.
So what do you give it? One thumb up? Two? I read your review.
If we're going by thumbs, I'd say 1.5.
Okay. What was the reserve for there?
Just because the story's played out. I think, honestly, how many times can you bring back dinosaurs? Well,
right. I mean, that's the criticism.
What, yeah.
Anything?
Yeah, that's my only thing. And it's just, I knew going into it, it wasn't going to be this huge, like, deep experience. No, it's just it's surface level, high action, high intensity, even a little suspense.
I loved seeing FCC's very own Chris Pratt.
Yes.
I just dig him. I want to see him as Indiana Jones. And, of course, FCC's very own Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yes. Now, regarding Chris Pratt, I really wish the writers could have given him more comedic moments.
I like his downplayed comedy.
Oh, see, okay, but even then, for me, at least watching Jurassic World, there wasn't that much, even for the downplayed comedy. Even for...
We should have let people
That's
know.
That's not a spoiler.
No, I'm going to give it in.
Okay, well, hold on, let me finish. Okay. There wasn't that much opportunity for subtlety. Because there's so much action.
Right.
And like you said, like that's what you go for.
Hey, that's what the movie's about. They gave the theater going audience exactly what they wanted, and that's what it's preaching against in the movie.
Yes.
Oh, you guys want bigger and badder?
Yeah.
That's what the movie's about.
Yep.
Wow, that's very meta.
Yeah, that is too meta, sir. Too meta to quit.
And I wonder how many people left the theater going, wait a second. Wait a second. I think they were making fun of me.
They want bigger, badder, more teeth.
Yep. The Dryotosaurus and the...
The Indominus Rex.
Yeah. No, he said when the guy's saying, oh, well, what are we going to do? Get corporate sponsors and have the, you know, the Dryotosaurus and the...
Oh, my gosh. The product placement in that movie. Yeah. But then again, you know, I went back and watched the first one. And it's there too.
I do
the Barbasol.
I did love the homage to the first movie, talking about the guy, the first guy, whatever his name was. I can't remember.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
I can't remember either.
Yeah, and things like that. It was fun, but the best was the very final scene. What are we gonna do now? Stick together, you know, for survival. That was great. I love Chris Pratt, especially with all the hubbub about him the last couple of weeks on the internet and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Regular stand up for the faith.
Yes. We'll be able to talk Finding Christ in Cinema with him.
So, first,
the Tostitodon.
First is Tom Hanks. We got to get him on the show.
Yeah.
And then next after that, Chris Pratt.
There you go. Anything else going on?
Well, just a heads up. Guys, because the play we open in 2 weeks, I may not have time to watch any movies for a Monday movie review.
Okay.
So if one comes out, cool. But if not, that's why.
There you go.
So
sounds good. Okay. Do you have a lightning round?
No, I already went over it.
I just had one and I totally forgot. Oh, you know what I'll do? I'll just do our own. The lightning round! You may have noticed, starting with episode number 60, a good round episode number that we have changed up the format on Finding Christ in Cinema. So we are front-loading the show. In other words, the movie that we are going to be reviewing, we want to be starting, at least hitting the trailer sound cart within the first 5 minutes of the show, or what have you. And that is for the benefit of people that have never seen or never have listened to Finding Christ in Cinema so that they don't have to sit through, you know, fun and frivolity or are all of the
well-mannered frivolity,
which we just completed by a couple of guys that they don't know. So we'll do all the fun stuff at the end of the show and start off with the big things. That's my lightning round. I think I did that in underneath 1 minute. Brendan, what's coming up? What are we going to do next episode? Did we even discuss it? Did we land on it?
We didn't discuss it.
All right.
Well, I'm looking at the list right now.
You mean the patron saint Philip presents?
The list!
You didn't do that with as much gusto that time.
No, I didn't.
Philip, I did.
I'm getting run out on it. Let me tell you.
Anything on there that really strikes you? Something new? Something old? Something?
I'm just looking.
I think it needs to be something newer.
You know, we haven't talked about Calvary.
Oh, do you want to do Calvary?
Let's do Calvary. Great.
I have that movie. No problem. Okay, next episode. That is with FCC's very own
Brendan Gleeson.
Yes, looking forward to that. So next week right here, Finding Christ in Cinema. Hey, we're live in the GCT Network studio each Thursday, Lord willing, normally it's around 3 p.m., but with the play going on, we're starting it a little bit earlier. So get here about 2:30 and see what's going on. Here we have our pre-show show that happens there. It all takes place Central Time. You can join us live for video and especially our chat room using the chat room and the video player at gctnetwork.com. Finding Christ in Cinema is part of the Great Commission Transmission Network, using new media and social networking to equip and encourage you to go into all the world and proclaim the good news to everyone. To find out more and to partner with us, visit us at gctnetwork.com/donate. Get over to our website for all things christincinema.com. You can get all of the podcasts, the Monday movie reviews, links to the social networking sites that we are a part of, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Or you can send us email to fcc@gctnetwork.com.
You can call us up on the voice line at 507-407-GCTN. Now, let's say an Indominus Rex does eat up our original phone number.
Wait, I don't like falafel.
We do have a secondary phone number.
Oh, good.
At 507-407-4286. Now, let's say you just want to listen to the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And you don't want to look like a bunch of Babbling, bumbling
band of baboons.
But you love duct tape.
Uh-huh.
I love duct tape.
Just go to iTunes, just go to Stitcher, and just go to TuneIn Radio and search them all. Not for anything that the air gets to.
The air caught
you. Gotta get Tom in there.
But for Finding Christ in Cinema.
Come on, stop trying to hit me and hit me.
And for all the shows that we produce here on the Great Commission Transmission Network, including Rich Mullins and the Theonauts, get over there to the official website at gctnetwork.com. Brendan Taylor, anything else?
Why, yes. All this talk about being satisfied with our care, I just want to bring up this little quote by John Piper. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
And that is a wrap!
Inconceivable! Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes, moron.
I don't understand.
What a bunch of hippy-dippy baloney.
That's just as fascinating as the first 89 times you told me that.
Do not tell anyone else of your burstings.
I'm afraid you're just too darn loud.
You are tuned in to the GCT Network.
This is your Great Commission Transmission
at gctnetwork.com. Hey, come on in. Admission is free. Grab a bowl of popcorn, extra butter, of course, and find a seat smack dab in the middle. It's time for Finding Christ in Cinema, episode number 61. What's the matter? Are you making me stop?
No! Just keep going.
You went Ern! Like, he's out!
I was calming myself down, not to laugh.
I know that one symbol from baseball.
Sorry. Okay. Interrupted.
He's out! Or is that safe?
I don't know. That was supposed to be out as the thumb.
Is that safe?
That's safe.
See? I don't know any symbols from baseball.
That was me telling myself to shut up, so do the intro.
I'm going
to
do this show with or without you.
Okay.
Here we go.